Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chiefa Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city where there's usually sunshine. Plenty of it, but today, well, my good people, this is another, been raining all week, it's been raining all day up into the night, wake up, it's raining. What kind of weather are you having? We are having a kind of bad day. It's a bad day in a way when you look out there, but guess what? As long as you're alive, it's a good day, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, I thank God for you, you, and you. And I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. Whenever you hear this broadcast, I want to thank God for you, you, and you. You're much appreciated. I really love to talk to you. You can call 347-857-3925, and we will talk with you. If you want to testify or praise, give us a praise report or whichever way you want to call it, you can. We'd love to hear what God is doing for you, have done for you, and what you are looking for him to do. Yes. All right. Now, don't forget, you got to call in. You need to leave your prayer request with us, you know, so that we can pray for you over your situation, problems, or whoever you desire for us to pray for. Okay, now here is that prayer warrior, Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, knowing there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. And we say thank you, Lord. Father God, as we come before you, we ask you, Father, for forgiveness in those that we are praying for, Lord, Father. Forgiveness of all sin, Lord, Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for each and every person, Lord, Father God, that tune in and listen to this broadcast, Lord, Father. Bless them, Lord, Father. Father God, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, holding it to you, Lord, Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for salvation, Lord, Father. We just thank you for just moving on them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for those, Lord, Father God, that you have already healed, those that you have already worked their situation out, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, knowing, Lord, Father God, that you're merciful and you hear prayers, Lord, Father. We say thank you. Father God, I hold before you, Lord, Father God, Jason right now, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch his body right now, Lord, Father. We ask you to continue to strengthen him, Lord, Father. Father God, as he get use, Lord, Father God, of his limbs right now, Lord, Father, for being paralyzed, Lord, Father. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you. We glorify you and magnify you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch him, Lord Father. Continue to touch his mind, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to continue to touch Carlos also, Lord Father. Let him not, Lord Father God, give up on life, Lord Father God. But Father, strengthen him, Lord Father. Let him know, Lord Father God, he was saved for a purpose, Lord Father. Father, touch his mind, touch his heart right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we hold to you, Mr. Benjamin, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, for favor right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we glorify you, and magnify you right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for just moving in a mighty and a special way on his behalf, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we continue, Lord Father God, to hold Cassie before you, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for touching her body, Lord Father. Father God, as she enjoy her twins, Lord Father God, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for healing those blood clots, Lord Father God, for Cicely right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you that you heard the prayers of the righteous, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for those that touch and agree with us, Lord Father God, as we pray, Lord Father God, one for another, Lord Father. We hold to you Ishta Lewis, Lord Father God. Father God, touch her right now, Lord Father God. Father God, you know what's going on with our heart, Lord Father, and we thank you, Lord Father God, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through her, Lord Father. Father, we hold to you Denise, Lord Father God. Father God, touch her heart as well, Lord Father, and we thank you, Lord Father, for mending it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you for healing, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we continue to hold to you, Cheryl, Lord Father God. Touch her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, as we speak healing, Father. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. So we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your healing, Lord Father. Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, for all those that lost loved ones, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to comfort their heart right now, Lord Father. Give them peace in this time, Lord Father. Let them think about the good times, Lord Father God. Father God, we thanking you. We enjoying, Lord Father, the fact that you woke us up this morning, Father, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. We say thank you. Father God, touch those missing children, Lord Father God. Have mercy, Lord Father, those, Lord Father God, that are being taken, Lord Father God, for their organs, Lord Father, for sex trafficking, Lord Father God. Have mercy right now, Lord Father. Bring them home safely, Lord. Let not the family give up, Lord Father God, but look to you and continue to pray, Lord Father God, that you bring their loved ones home, Lord Father, and those that lost their children. Father God, it's not just that children is being missing, Lord Father, but we have, you know, adults, Lord Father. Touch all those right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. Father God, touch our listeners this day, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching them, Lord Father. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, seeking a relationship with you, Lord Father God. Father, that they will call, Lord Father God, and we will lead them to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we cancel every assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord Father. Anyone speaking or listening to this broadcast, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and render it null and void, Lord Father. And Holy Spirit, we say, have your way upon this broadcast, Lord Father. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and pastor, Lord Father God, as the word come forth, Lord. Father, use them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Those of you that are able to hear us today, we want to thank God for you right at this time. Now, remember, you can call and you will chat with us, see what we, you know, can get done. Yes, yes, and maybe encourage you or whatever it may be that you need today. We are here, 347-857-3925. Listen, if you will, call your friend, call an enemy, call somebody, you know. Praise the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let me give you a little word to do. Okay. God's strength behind you, his concern for you, his love within you, and his arms beneath you are more than sufficient for the job ahead of you. God's strength behind you, his concern for you, his love within you, and his arms beneath you are more than sufficient for the job ahead of you. Govern yourselves accordingly. Okay. We're so glad to be here with you again. Amen. We happy to have, I tell you, I didn't expect to see Pastor Sharon today with all this weather the way it is. It's been like this all week. But I thank God that she did make it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we really thinking about, we're going to probably just introduce ourselves and we're going to try to, you know, turn it over and let her go for it, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this weather is something I know, I know, I know. Yes, it is. My, 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 my. So what you going to do about this weather? You going to just deal with it, right? Amen. Hallelujah. But God is good to us. And we do thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for you faithfully, those that listen on a excuse me, regular basis. We just thank God for you, okay? Amen. Now, we're going to talk to you today. You know, we tried to get you free yesterday and everything. Now, if you're not free, listen, if you're not free, let me tell you now, you're going to have to get free today. Okay? Yeah. It's time out for all the dramas and everything going on. You need to get rid of all that stuff that's hindering, you know. You need to get rid of it. So, we're going to tell you about a prophet in here that how God used him, and he want to use you too, okay? He want to use you too. All right, start with the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, okay? I want you to hear this. Basically what God is telling him to do. And it starts at the first verse. Say, also, thy son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. All right, you're going to talk to the mountains in your life today. Everything that is hindering, everything that is going against the grain in your life, the hassles, you know, the haters, agnostics, whatever they are, you're going to talk to them today and tell them, hear the word of the Lord. And then what you going to tell them? Come on now, this we want you to do that today because we want you free. Free from the bondages that have gotten you captivated now that you can't do what you're supposed to do. He said, thus said the Lord God, because the enemy had said against you, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. And my God, do you want to sit around and hear the enemy talk to you like that and poke fun at you? Ha, ha, ha. Huh? They taking everything. The enemy taking everything. This is what he's saying. You want him to do that, do you? But this is why he got the attention of Ezekiel. Therefore prophesy and say, thus said the Lord God. Thus said the Lord God. First you get the attention. Hear the word of the Lord. Now, after you get their attention, when you get you get their attention, you say, hear the word of the Lord. He said, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers, and an infamy. Infamy of the people. Let me tell you, you on everybody's lips talking about you because, the enemy has caused you to be desolate, The enemy has caused all these things to happen to you, that everything you get is swallowed up. That's because the enemy does that, not God. The enemy do that. But today, you telling the enemy to hear the word of the Lord. You are prophesying today. You prophesying to your own situation. How can you not only prophesy to my situation, somebody else's situation, but prophesy to your situation, Because God is trying to tell us something. We ignore the fact that all these things happen is because we prophesied to ourselves. And I was thinking about that word, prophesying itself. They told the mountain to hear the word of the Lord. All right, listen here. If you want them to hear the word of the Lord, you got to remember something. That he says death and life is in the power of your tongue. Your tongue. Hello? Did you hear me? Not somebody else's, but your tongue is where that power is. And if it's in there, you got to use it. The devil uses his. The people that he have out to buffet you and do things to you and everything, he uses his tongue to talk to you. To bring you down, to take from you. He do these things. So now it's your time. Tell yourself now it's my time. Because what is God trying to tell you? The ninth verse says, for behold, I am for you. Now I got him giving you power. And told you what was happening and what you can do with the power that you have. He's already told you. Now he said, for I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown. You won't lose nothing when you turn to God. And know that he is for you, that you're not out there by yourself. See, our problems is the people of today, they think they're out there by themselves and nobody cares, and God don't either. Well, if you don't believe him, how would you know whether he's for you or not? Come on now, think about it. If you don't believe God, how would you know whether he's for you or not? Okay, you have to try him first to see whether he's for you or not. Trying means you're going to have to put on the whole armor. You're going to have to put on the word of God. You're going to have to believe the word of God beyond everything else. Let me tell you, I did not say it's going to be easy. You will find out when God get to elevate you, you got a whole lot of stuff come against you. And remember, all it is, you come through it. If you come through every test and trial, and he didn't say it's just a little bit, he ain't giving you just no little bit. The greater the ministry, the greater the test and trials. See? You always, oh, I want to be this and I want to be that, but you forgot what comes along with it. Comes along with it is tests and trials. Things happen in your life. People hate you for no reason in your life. They do things. They say things. They come against you. But can you still believe God? Can you believe that he's for you? When he said it now, he said right here in this scripture, I am for you. And he going to turn things around. Did you hear me? And when he turned things around, the 10th verse saying, I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the way shall be built. You're not desolated no more. You see? God going to fill everything, every promise that he promised you, this is what he's going to do, but he's waiting for you to get through everything that he put you through, put in front of you, to test, see if you're going to believe him or you're going to turn to the devil. Are you going to believe him in his mess? Yes, this is what's happening. So you've got to do what? Talk to yourself. And you know, I told you all this once, Tom, but it bears to be repeated. Talk to yourself. Talk to your situation. And believe God when you do. Listen. Let me tell you now. Let's go on to something else, and then I'm going to let Pastor Sherry get over there, go on over here. I'm going to let her have over here. Praise God, this powerhouse here. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Here we go with the 37th. I'm going to jump over 37. I'm not going to read a whole lot because it talks about a whole lot of prophecy and everything. See, you got to prophesy to everything in your life. Talk to it. It's real, ain't it? The situation is real, isn't it? The like is real, isn't it? Well, talk to it like it's another person, and it is another person. That like ain't nothing but Satan in the form of like buffeting you. Makes you doubt God. Say, he ain't real. He ain't going to help me. Well, listen, he helps when he get ready to help you. You can't force him to help you at the instant you say it, do you? How long it took you to get there? How long he been trying to get you to believe him and trust him? Then you want him to act instantly, right? Well, he may act instantly pending on a lot of things. See? And this is what the 37 say. The hand of the Lord was upon me, Ezekiel, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Why you gonna sit me out here? Ain't nothing out here but dead man bones. Now, tell me, God have a sense of humor, don't he? See, now, you know, he told him do what? Prophesy the word of God. Prophesy to the mountain, didn't he? Speak to the mountain, the word of God. Speak the word of God to the mountain, right? Well, now you still being tried. But open your mouth speaking. This is what he's getting to Ezekiel concerning. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Take a view, huh? Walk around and take a view of what's out here. Now, do you want to prophesy to something that it looked like ain't nothing there? Yes. What do you desire? What do you need God to do in your life? Huh? Then you're going to have to do what? Talk to that situation. Talk to God concerning that situation. Do you get the picture? That's where we're going. Talk to that situation. Tell God about it. Tell God what you don't have. Tell God what you need. Speak to him directly. He has given you the privilege to speak to him directly. You didn't have to go to no priest or nobody else. You can speak to him right now because he gave you power, power over all the power of the enemy. He said nothing by any means shall hurt you. You got an enemy that you're facing? Talk to it right now. You know, they don't have to know you talking to it. You don't have, they don't have to know you speaking anything to it. It's time for you to dry up. Time for you to get out my way. Time for you to stop aggravating me. Time for you to stop persecuting me. You know, talk to God. See? And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Now, he ain't get God, he know not to ask God. He know not to ask God too much. The God finna put him on the spot, right? Huh? Can these bones live? Okay, now, let's come down to home right where you are. Ask God. Now, talk to this situation. Can I be released from this situation?
Come on.
Come on.
My God.
Talk now. Talk to him. Can I be released from this situation? Now, remember when I told you about David before he got to the mulberry tree, right? He inquired of God. He talked to God and wanted to know whether he was going to win.
Oh, my God. Come on now.
The battle with the Philistines. You see? Do you see why he gave you power over all the power of the enemy? He told you death and life is in the power of the tongue. And then when you got to the New Testament, he told you that he gave you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt you. Now, Ezekiel had already told you to do what? Prophesy, talk, speak to word of God to the mountain. Now, you speak to the word of God to your situation. You speak to the word of God to your life. You speak the word of God to your health. Talk to yourself. Talk to God, because he say, I'm for you. And if he's given you all the weapons, he gave you everything you need to be a conqueror, everything you need to be a winner, why are you taking less and not being a winner, not being a conqueror, and you are doing what? Having a one of your mully grubs. One of them sad times and sick and, I wish I was dead. No, you don't. If you were dead, you ain't going to see God because you ain't giving him nothing. Huh? See, we say things in our despair.
Yes, we do.
See, but it's time now to say what? Lord, am I going to win this battle? Huh? Ask him, because you say you for me, God. You told me to prophesy to myself. Listen what he told Ezekiel here. He said, oh, Lord, can thou know it? And again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. And say, and told him what it is, say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear What did I tell you? What did he say over there in the 36th, too? Hear the word of the Lord, right?
My God.
Come on. Hear the word of the Lord.
My God.
You are putting the word out there in the atmosphere so that it can go to whomever is directed to hear the word of the Lord, because I am prophesying the word of the Lord, and I ask God, will you release me, Lord? Will you release my money? Will you release my health? Whatever, Lord, I'm asking you right now, because you are the only one can do it. See what he say? He told him, prophesy unto these bones. Say unto them, talk to them bones. Oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Come on now.
See? Jesus. You dry right about now. You don't got no friends. You ain't got no money. No home. You ain't got nothing. It's dry. Come on, dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Talk to him now. This your time. You'll see. Listen, let me tell you, God moves for everything, y'all. I'm telling you, when you read these two chapters, you will find out a lot of stuff in here that God is talked about that you don't have. You've been desolate, you don't have nothing, and friendless and hungry and whatever else you've been. You ain't got nothing to talk about. But he says he was going to fill it up, didn't he? And I just saw something. Listen here. In the 26th verse of the 36th chapter, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. God trying to do something for you all around. That disbelief. He's want to take it away right now. I told you, the former broadcast, he's going to release it from you. Take it from you and put something else in place. He said a new heart he's going to give you. He's going to take the old heart out, the unbelieving heart, the doubtful heart, the heart that can't, scared to prophesy to your situation, that you scared that God ain't going to move. When he told you he wasn't going to move? Now, how you come to that? There ain't nothing but the devil lying to you. You can't trust God for what you need, your situation, your children, your husband, your dog, your cat, whatever. You trusted God for that, But you're going to have to take action now and prophesy to the dry bones, prophesy to the dryness in your life. And tell it, hear the word of the Lord. Say, this ain't playtime now. Be serious. Sincere. When you tell him that. Then he said, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Oh, my God, it's time to talk right now. You might not ain't talk more than talking before, but you better open your mouth and talk if you want God to do something. You want God to do something in your life, in your home life, your children, whatever you need him to do. You got to open your mouth and talk. You can't say, well, I wish God would. That's nothing but the devil. This ain't the wish book. You say, speak, talk to it, say it, open your mouth, talk to the situation, your situation, not somebody else. You want somebody else to talk to your situation, and he's telling you to talk to your own situation.
My God.
'cause he for you. And if he for me, he's for you too. This is an individual thing. Do you hear? You got to speak to him. Why are you waiting for somebody else? Huh? Talk to him. It's your problem. Huh? Talk to him. It's your problem. It's your dryness. It's your lack. It's your pain. Hmm? See, Ezekiel had something to do. Every one of us today, call ourselves a Christian, we have something to do. We have to operate as God commands us to operate. Speak to your mountain. See, he didn't just say it in the Old Testament. He told us to go all the way, go to the New Testament. He still told us to speak to it, to speak to your mountain. And it'll disappear. It'll leave. It'll go over yonder someplace. In other words, speak to whatever is going on in your life that's negative, that's out of whack in your life, where you need help at. Since you don't want to tell me, you know how people be so hush-hush and secret, they don't want to tell about their thing, then you better learn to speak to God. See, since you don't want me to know, I don't have to know. Because, look, there are times that God just tell me what it is going on, okay, in your life. You might not want to hear it, but nevertheless, there it is.
My God.
Might as well tell it yourself.
You want God to tell
it. You don't want God to tell it, do you? You might as well tell it yourself then. Because God will reveal it. Y'all keep on trying to be cute and quiet. Okay? I don't want nobody to know my problems. Well, how you going to get them problems solved? Tell it to God then. If you don't want nobody else to know, tell it to God. And as soon as you tell your problem to God, God going to tell somebody else that's going to come over there and help you. When you could have had the help already. See? Because then they going to come over there and tell you, and when they tell you, you're going to be in front of some other people. Ooh. And then a whole lot of people going to know what your problem is. See?
Come on,
man. We're just trying to help you, see? He going to cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. We will know what the glory of God is all about, won't we? When he finished doing all that to those bones. Now, Ezekiel had to prophesy all this stuff. What these bones needed, he prophesied. And what did he say? So, I prophesied as I was commanded. Did you hear what he said? He told him to talk to them bones, tell them bones what was going to happen to them, what was to be done. Huh? And people doesn't like it today when you tell them what is going to happen, you know, in your life, you know, thus and so. I don't know why people like that. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Oh, my God. Man, this thing's turning around now. Listen, when y'all hear it, don't get scared, y'all. Y'all get so scared. That's why it can't nothing happen to you, because you're so scared. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Oh, Lord. Can you just imagine that in your mind? Hear all these dead man bones out there. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And you go talk to them. I hope you have a good heart. Because these scary people today get a heart attack quick. Okay? if them bones get up and start this shaking and dancing. Because what? The word of God said so. Wouldn't you like your problems to come to a complete halt? And it may be an earthquake sound, may sound a roar like it's coming from a tornado somewhere coming into town. But anyway, it's going to make a noise. Now, remember now, when David decided he was going to do what God said do and get on up and do it, would be a king, and he had to take whatever come about and fight whoever jumped up in his face, and he had to fight. And God told him, say, listen here, yeah, you're going to win, but go over to the mulberry tree. I'm sending you to another place. And when Ezekiel started prophesying to these bones, he was in a different place. He was in another realm in the spirit. Do you see? He had to get into that place where he can see a miracle. Are you in that place right now? Are you in the place? Have you done all that you need to do in order to obtain a miracle in your life? To see these things. See, oftentimes we close our eyes to what needs to be done, and we miss out on our miracles. Okay, praise God, hallelujah. God is moving, amen. And he said, when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them. I saw just what God told me to say. Can you see that? Yeah. Can you see what was released? All right, when God spoke it, right, it was released in heaven, loosed in heaven. The same thing that was loosed on earth. Remember the scripture, Matthew 18:18, right? Amen. We talked about yesterday, right? I mean, a former broadcast, I'll say it this way. Huh? Here it's actually happened. God spoke it, told him what to say, what parts the sinews and bring the flesh upon you and cover them up with skin and breath in them, and you know, and they gonna live. He told them all this. He spoke it where? In heaven. Jesus. Yes. This is what Matthew 18:18 tells you about, right? And if it's spoken in heaven that it's loosed, then it's gonna be loosed on the earth. Yes. And when he spoke those words that God commanded him to speak, it happened on earth, right before his eyes. It came, the flesh came, the sinews, skin covered him. All that God told him to speak happened on earth. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God. He be telling them what to say. Don't get your own word. He telling what to say. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Now he finna put life in them. Because God is the giver of life, isn't he? And he breathed into man's nostril, and man became a living soul. Here these souls were slain and gone, and wherever they were supposed to be gone to. But what happened there on earth was nothing but a miracle happened right there in that valley of dry bones. And let me tell you, it can happen to you right now. You might be in a valley of dry bones. It looks like everything's gone against you. But I'm here to tell you right now, everything haven't gone against you because God's still for you. He told you in this scripture, he was for you. He is for you. So depend on it. Trust him and listen to him, what he's saying. Listen to that still small voice and hear it crying out, breathing the breath of life into you where you've been dry and dead all these years or all these days, however long you've been dry and dead. But anyway, it's time now for you to live. Rise up. Be counted among them that are sanctified. He said he was for you. He for you. So talk to yourself. Prophesy to yourself right now, because it all belongs to you. And he said he was going to give it to you. He said he was going to do it, and he will do it. Hallelujah. And I'm stopping right here where I always stop. Praise God. And I'm letting let this sister go in there and get something. Because, you know, that sounds good to me. Feel good to me. I tell you, I'm ready to go.
Oh, come on, man.
In his hands is yesterday's failure. He has today's challenges. He has tomorrow's surprise. Here you go.
Pastor Cher.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you. We thank God for the word from the woman of God. I tell you, you know, I hope you really, really, really grab a hold of that word. Prophesy. Prophesy. You got to do something yourself. You got to open your mouth, and you got to say something out of that mouth that God has created, and that voice that he has given you to make sound, the loud noise of praise, whatever it is. But the word is today, I tell you, that's pretty cool today, isn't it? My God, I tell you, I'm getting happy over here with that word. Prophesy. Prophesy. Declare to yourself. You got to make a declaration. You got to declare and decree what God tells you to do. But you know what? Before you start declaring and decreeing, you got to look. What do you see? What do you see? And what you, I mean, that is so great that he saw what? The dry bone. And God always asks you a question. Can it live? Will it live? What do you think about the matter? Do you care? What do you believe about the matter? Because it's your belief is what makes things come forth. If you believe, don't believe it, how can you create something you don't believe in? How can you? I can say it, but if my subconscious is saying something different, so I got to go back to what? I got to go back to the word of God and remind myself what the promises of God is. I have to remind myself that what? I'm connected to the Abraham seed, and God told Abraham to look and see. Look, look, look. And look mean he got to look someplace different, because a lot of times we look in the natural realm and we look at the storms in our life, but we don't look behind it and see Jesus working it out. Because in a messy situation, he's working it out. In a confusion, where there's confusion, you just pull back and look and see God move. He told Jeremiah what? What do you see, right? And he saw bones. And we know when we have some dumb dogs, we give the dogs them bones, like a ham bone. And after a while, when the sun hit it, it looked dry, right? It don't even look like you just take it out of a pot of soup, right? Moist. And got little meats hanging off it. You know how when you buy a ham and you cut them the spiral ham, and when you cut off the ham or from around the bone, there's something connected to the bone still. But then what about when everything is clean off the bone? Can that bone live? The creator that created all things, he said it can live. And you got to remind, say, God, what you say? God, what you saying about the matter? I want to line up with what you say, and I want to say what you say. I want to see what you tell me to see. In other words, my eyes got to line up with what he's saying. My lips got to speak what he speaks. My ears got to hear what he's saying. So he that have an ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So we have to get into that place. And you say, well, it's easily said than done. You know what? When havoc is all around, you'll find out. If you don't watch it, you get caught up in the drama.
you get caught up in the mess and you start allowing your emotion to take over. We talked about the word rapture, right? Rapture means emotion, right? You get all rapture up in your emotion. And do God move in your emotion? No. He do not move in emotion. He wants you to what? Look and see. And he wants you to prophesy, declare over your situation, declare over your body, declare in your family life what you want to see happen. If you are lining it up with the word of God, now if it doesn't line up with the word of God, you can forget it. But you want it to line up according to the word of God. Because life and death is in the power of your tongue. You can say, well, the person always speaking negative. What is your tongue speaking? What are you declaring and decreeing? What are you speaking out in that atmosphere? Don't you know a positive and a negative, when it means it nullify each other? So if you are a person that walk and speak the word of God and speak life all the time, don't you know there's a lot more negative, positive words out there? That word will perform itself and come into manifestation. So Jeremiah was asked a question. And when the woman of God was reading, I was looking at that word, perpetual. Perpetual is what? A long, long, long time. A continuing without intermission. In other words, it was something that kept on going on. And you can't see yourself out of that situation. And you know what? Sometimes when you are in that position that, you know what, I'm so sick and tired. You have you ever say that to yourself when something keeps going on for a long time? And there's like there's no end to it. And until you start saying something to yourself, I am so sick and tired of this. And you start taking authority and saying, not so, not no, not anymore. Oh, devil, you are a liar. And you start taking back your authority that you did not, you were just going with the wind. And allowing the wind to take you from side to side and up and down. Just like a tornado comes and tears stuff up, it caught you all up in the mess. But you know what? He did what? He said, you have to what? Speak to it. You got to say, enough is enough. And I found that in my lifetime, when I say enough is enough, you know what? You take back your authority. You take back everything what the enemy has stolen. And you will cause your emotion to line up onto the word of God, because you will not react out of the emotion, but you will start speaking words of life to them dry places in your life, to that situation you need God to come in and turn it around just for you. And in everything, when Jeremiah was speaking, and he was speaking what God showed him to speak. In other words, his eyes was open. And he was seen beyond the situation. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you got to speak faith even when you don't see nothing happening on the outside. But you know what? The word also let us know faith without work is dead. So you got to put some work in it. I don't care if it's got to be falling on your knees and you're praying. But while you're praying, you got to still follow instruction. Because I'm reminded when Elisha was praying, right? And he was praying and he was seen. He was seen beyond what the servant was seeing. And the servant had to come in alignment to see also. So when you're going through, you got to come in alignment and see through the oneness of God's eye. You got to see as he see. You got to say, when he said, let there be light, he was looking for light to show up. He wasn't looking for the what darkness to be there continually, but he said, let there be light. So when he spoke the word, he expected to see light. When you speak something, what are you expecting today? Or if you speak life and death, what are you speaking today? Stop take blaming other people and take authority over what God has given you, because he let us know, behold, I give you power over the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. He give each and every man authority. He give each and every man authority. He gives you that mouth so you can speak. So instead of telling people off, you take that word and you turn it around and you start blessing them. Why? Because you're releasing yourself from their emotion. You're releasing yourself for that power that they have over you. They will not have that power anymore. That giant you see today, you will not see them no more. The giant, the things that look so overwhelming in your life, you will not see it no more, because God will allow you to realize that you got more authority over the situation than you believe today. So remember now, speak to that dry place, prophesy to that place right now. And then when the word talk about desolation, desolation means barrenness. My God, desolation means barrenness. Barren. There's nothing growing there. There's no water, dryness. Nothing can produce in there. But you know what? With God, with this, when man say it's impossible, God say it's possible. When man say no, God say yes. When man say there is no way out of that situation, God say there is a way out. Why? Because he is the one that have the final say in every situation in our life. So today, arise and shine and give God the glory. And know that if God be for you, who can be against you today? You got more going for you than going against you. I was enjoying that broadcast yesterday. I tell you, when I don't care how much the enemy try to set you up, I tell you, the word of God let me know, when you set a hole for one man, the Bible tells us to dig two holes. When you dig one hole, dig another hole. Why? Because the what you want to happen to the person, it will happen to you. The word of God let us know that be not mocked. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, that will he reap also. So remember the word of God. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You sow hate, you're going to reap hate. Whatever it is today. So you got to know, you got to always say to God, forgive me of all my sins, whether or not you believe you did it or you didn't do it. Why? Because you're getting everything clear right now. You're getting everything right with God, because you never know when you may have done something and you just didn't pay attention to it. So he let us know, like, God, forgive me for everything that I've done in willingly and unknowingly, whether or not you recognize it, whatever word you want to use today. And then you can go forth and start declaring and decreeing. I'm reminded that that's what helped us so many years ago. I remember the word of God that the woman of God gave me almost 10 years ago. I tell you, when you were going through some dry places in our life, everything just seemed barren. One thing after another keeps happening. The garnishing of the paycheck, demotion, promotion, so many things was going on. But you know what? When you just put your hands in the hands of the Lord, I'm reminded when the word of the Lord came again and said, you arise again. Oh, you arise again. As a matter of fact, the woman of God even sang the song, for I'll rise again. And God was letting her know that I'm going to rise again. She brought the word and said, you're going to rise again. Why? Because there ain't no power on earth can hold you down today. So I remember that word. And then God said that, you know what, next time, when you get a place, I want you to fix it like you got moolah. I tell you, he should say, get things that look rich, and then it will start creating that thing and start bringing those things forward. And that was a long time ago. My girls was in middle school. I mean, maybe 6th and 7th grade. But you know what? I remember the word, because there were so many storms in my life. So many things was going on. The enemy wanted to wipe me out. I tell you, we talk about the people that's talking. But God did not allow me to be ashamed. They were talking. She ain't got no place to live. Oh, she always losing this and losing that. But you know what? why they weren't helped. They were the little devils, and they got the devil was using them to do their little foolishness. So that's why they could pronounce their word. See, you don't know when people be talking that stuff. They be more than just talking. They be doing their little witchcraft, y'all. Let's be real about the matter. Not everybody in your family wants you to succeed. There are jelly beans be all around you. I call jealousy jelly beans, y'all, because you know what? They be jealous of how you progress in life. They be jealous of how you look. They be jealous of your education. They be jealous how you can communicate. They jealous over every little thing, even your baby toe. They jealous over everything that it is about you. And a lot of times you don't even know is the one right there beside you. Don't like what God is doing for you. So today, you got to declare that in that dry place, you got to declare and decree those things that you expect. You don't have to allow what they say. People don't realize how much a power and authority Jesus has given you. You don't have to take down to those words. You really don't have to take down. And I'm reminded every time I had some people prophesying. When I say prophesying, they weren't no my peace of God. They were just people talking for me to go down. Oh, she not going to have a place to live no more. But see, God always sends someone to give you the word of what they're speaking about. But then God also give you that warning in the spirit realm if you listen that, you know what, this sound like something coming again, the barrenness, right? The desolation. Why? Because that's what they're speaking out of their mouth to happen to you. But God always lets you be aware of it. And when he starts letting you be aware of it, you got to step up your word. You got to step up that word and cancel the assignment of the enemy. And let the enemy know, not so, not this time. It will not happen. And you start declaring and decreeing the things that you want to see happen. Because he lets you know that when you declare those things, it will be that. Just like he spoke, let there be light, light came forth. So you got to prophesy, talk to yourself. You got to pray and plant seed, y'all. Now, y'all can pray, but you better start planting some seeds too, because the seed will speak. When he look over them seeds, he'll see, and then what? He promised you that he'll rebuke the devourer for your name's sake, right? He promised you that the canker, the caterpillar, and everything that tried to come up and eat up what he has for you, he will rebuke it. He will let them know, you can't touch this. You can't touch that. They're covered under the blood. They're sealed under the blood. You reminded about Job, right? When the enemy went to and fro, but he told what Jesus was, that you have a covering over him. There's something around him. I can't touch this right here. Why? Because you have a shield around him. But just the same thing. God have a shield of protection around you today. So what the enemy cannot touch, he cannot touch what God protects today. But you got to remember, in your praying and in your fasting, you got to plant seed also, because so the seed can grow up and you can name the seed whatever it is you need it to be. People don't want to believe that thing that happened when we didn't have a place to live, right? I remember, I gave the offering. I said, well, you know what, God, I'm believing you. And I remember doing the offering. And you know what? God moved. God moved right then. He moved right then. And I found out that it doesn't matter if you don't hold on to money. Like you know how you have to watch that greed, that stingy spirit, you know, that you're the hoarding spirit. You just start holding everything to yourself, and you don't even want to move when God tells you to move. You don't even want to release what God tells you to release. Why? Because you can't do nothing with what you have in your hand, but you really need God to move for you. Don't you know when you release that seed, God do move on your behalf today. So remember today, the dry bones in your life, you need God to turn it all around just for you today. So remember, in your declaring and decreeing, you got to know that for thy kingdom come, Lord, thy will be done as it is in heaven. You got to declare the kingdom of God in your life today. So remember, Ezekiel had to look. The hand of the Lord was upon him, and God was showing him the condition, showing him what was around him. And he has to know that what? That God, only you can do this thing. Only you can do it. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. Only you can move the Lord. Only you can make the difference. Only you today. So when you just depending and trusting on him, what he'll do, he'll give you the words to speak over your life today. So remember today that God is your source. God is your source. I'm reminded about the woman with the issue of blood. She did what? She tried everything she can out there. Oh, my God. But you know what? She didn't try Jesus. When everything else failed, she came back to the one that created her. She came back to Jesus, and Jesus, see, all of that, whatever she was going through, God, Jesus healed her. Whatever it is, you may have went to the hand reader, the witch doctor, your healer, I don't care. There's so many things out there that people are doing. They go to what? The traditional healer of their family. My God. Oh, my God. They seek what? The palm reader or the sorcerer or whoever you want to call it to see, am I going to come out of this or what's going to happen? But you know what? You're seeking the wrong person today. How about try Jesus today? Try Jesus today. I mean, my sister was telling me people wearing red string around their stomach. They're wearing red string on their arm, saying it's good luck. Good luck? Really? My God. Good luck? That ain't good luck. You just tying a string around you. But you ain't telling people the truth. You went to your soothsayer, and your soothsayer have them little demons all around you to perform what he wants to. Now, we know that the devil would let you believe he's blessed. You, but he's blessing you, right? Meanwhile, he's killing you all at the same time. But when Jesus bless you, he bless you, and he bless you with eternal life. So there's so many things that people is out there in. But today, Jeremiah did not went after what? Other God. He went to the true and living God today. So if you find yourself in a situation that you have tried the other gods, the gods of the sun, moon, and star, try Jesus today. Repent of your sin today and to let him know, I didn't know any better. Forgive me for even seeking out the other things, but seeking you now. For ask him to forgive you, because a lot of times we be forgetting stuff. We be forgetting what we have done. We be forgetting that you didn't know about Jesus. And you never even say to him, forgive me. Yep. It could be something so simple. Forgive me. Forgive me for everything that I've done. Forgive me for going to those places and seeking after other gods but the true and living God, the God of my forefathers. Forgive me. Forgive me today. So I remember that God wants you to what? Prophesy. And then verse 9 says, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four wind, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. I need what? The breath of God to blow into my life. I need the Holy Spirit to come alive in me. Holy Spirit, endow in me this day. Holy Spirit, fill me up today. You need him to blow in your life so you can bring forth that what? That change. You talk about the change, right, and the shift. Change and shift. Ask him to revive you today. Where you have gotten stale, you know, stale bread, old, stale. We don't like stale bread. This, thank God for the toaster in this day and age. because the toaster make you believe you're eating fresh bread, right? You can put it in the toaster, and it tastes brand new. Nobody knows the mold was on it before because all they know is toast. See, y'all don't be thinking about that, right? Lord, I tell you, just continue to revive me today. Continue to make me whole. That's what we need to do. Ask him. We all have gone through so many things in our life, but we need God to bring you through. Ask him today. Ask him. And when he bring you up, don't say it's because of my prayer.
Come on now.
Or because of my good looks. Or because of what I have done.
Okay.
Remember who is the one that brought you through. What did chapter 37 of Ezekiel says? The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. The hands of the Lord. Recognize when his hand is moving for your behalf. Recognize it was him. He's the one behind everything. He is the one. Remember, the enemy cannot touch you unless what God gives him permission. Remember that. So when God allows you to go through a situation, remember to give him the praise and the glory and everything that he's doing to his holy name. Why? Because he's able to bring you through. So remember now what Jeremiah said, Ezekiel said, right? Remember what Ezekiel said. It was what? Many. He took him and he looked all around and all he saw was things that was dead. And there's times in our life when we look all around, we can't see anything good. But God has to open our eyes again, like he did the servant, for us to see we have more going for us than going against us. So ask him to breathe a fresh wind in you. Ask him to keep you. Ask him to mold you today. And ask him to let his will be done. And declare and decree. Prophesy means declare and decree. Declare and decree. Don't just declare and decree, but you know what? Declare and decree also with the seed. So remember, God loves you. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is awesome work coming from the apostle and pastor. Thank you, Pastor Sharon. That's an awesome word coming from them, you know, allowing God to just use them. And, you know, when Pastor Sharon started to talk about Elisha and his servant, I just laughed because at the same time I was reading the very scripture that she was talking about, and I just laughed, you know, because sometimes God have to open up our eyes to see, because we are looking at what's in front of us. We are looking to that mountain in front of us and can see how to get through that mountain. Is that mountain going to move? Can I speak to that mountain and say, mountain, be moved? Can I believe in my heart that that mountain is going? We can speak all day long, but do we believe? You first have to, as you see it, you say it, you believe it, and then you receive it. And once you can receive all that you're seeing, all that you're speaking, and you're trusting and believing, it will come to pass. It will move. But you can speak it. You can see it and say it. And then in the next voice, you just void it out because doubt come in.
Amen.
You know, we have to continue to just look at it. And as you continue to look, we're so much in the natural these days that we don't ask God to take us into that spirit realm. God is an awesome God. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. And when they talk about prophesying, what are you doing? You speaking. You speaking the word.
you're speaking? Can you believe what you speak? Can you believe what you're praying today? Can you believe? When someone prophesies into your life, would it be, you know, something good that you want to hear? Or is correction to come or a warning coming? Can you receive the word today? God use whomever he choose to set forth the word. And you know, without the shadow of a doubt, God don't lie to you because he's not an author of it. We ask you today, trust and believe the word that comes forth. Know the word today for yourself. Back then, you had to go to the priest. Today, not only that you can go before God, but you have true men and women of God, just like back in the day, that you can go to and you can talk. And I heard Pastor Sharon talk about that seed. A lot of people, you know, get upset when you mention bring a gift, you know. But all those that want to take apart the Bible, if you go back, and some of them live by the Old Testament, never looking forward to the New Testament, but everything in the Old Testament is straight up into the New Testament. And they talk about that seed. So today, prophesy to yourself. Don't just talk, and then in the next moment, you cancel out that scripture that apostle gave yesterday, meaning on the former broadcast, Matthew 18, say, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Are you saying it today? Are you believing? Are you binding? Are you loosing today? Remember the word that came forth. Stand on the word of God, the true and living God. Stand on it today, knowing no matter what you're facing, you speak to that mountain. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Are you speaking life to your situation? When you speak life to that situation, that mountain will move. But if you speak it and you doubt, you can see how bigger it looks. God is a merciful and loving God. Know that there is no greater God than the living God. So trust today in God and talk to that mountain. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 247-857-3925. That's 247-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls prayer conference line. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let us join together in unity and tear the devil kingdom down. For united we stand and divided we fall. So come on, let's band together and tear his kingdom down. You would like to bless the woman of God, bless this radio broadcast. Visit us at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 222-8, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Apopka is spelled APOPKA. Till then, be blessed, and we trust in that you heard something today that will encourage you if you're feeling down or if you're feeling lost or ready to give up. We're just thanking God today that you grab hold of the word and knowing that faith without words is dead. As you speak it, believe it today. Trust in God. Trust in him. See, Elisha had to pray for his servant. He had to pray for his servant to see that there is more. There is more fighting with them than against them. You're not in your situation alone. God is with you. You have others that are praying for you and with you, touching and agreeing. And don't just focus on your situation, because someone in the midst of you going through your storm, someone might come up and might be in their storm. And you might be so consumed in your own storm that, you know, you don't have time for that person. But you might never know that God might be using that very person to take your mind off of your situation to help them. And as you about his business, he's going to take care of your business. But you have to trust God. You have to trust him. You have to give him your all. Lay it all before him. He said he is your burden bearer. Lay it before him today. And when you lay it before him, don't pick it up. Just leave it there. Leave it there. And when you come before God, ask for forgiveness of all your sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Because we can't come to God any kind of how. No matter how bad your situation may be, you still first have to get yourself right before you can go before God and ask him to do anything for you. God is love. God is merciful. God is forgiving. And he said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against them. Listen to the word on each and every broadcast. Trust in God. Trust in the word today. Any scripture that was being read on this broadcast, you have any doubt and say the scripture don't say this or whatever, go seek it for yourself and read. Follow along as she gave the word. Follow along in your Bible. Open your Bible. We have technology today that we can even go on our phone and open the Bible on the phone and go along. I'm asking you today, if you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior today, don't say, I have time, because time is at hand. Time is winding up. Seek his face now like never before. In every tear that falls from your eye, he knows the reason. But come before him, trusting and believing in him. So today, be blessed and trust in God.
All your needs. As soon as I stop working. stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying. Let go and let God.